Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Welcome to ID the Future. I'm Annika Smith, and today we have breaking news from the battle over science education in Florida, where anti-academic freedom activists are pushing to censor science education.
Academic freedom is not, quote, smelly crap, unquote. It's the foundation of a free society.
So says science education expert Casey Luskin, program officer for public policy and legal affairs at Discovery Institute.
That's why Florida's proposed Academic Freedom Act on Evolution is so important.
Florida legislators recently introduced SB 2692, the Academic Freedom Act, to protect teachers and students from retaliation for discussing the scientific evidence for and against Darwin's theory. Opponents are already trying to scare the public about what the act is meant to do, falsely claiming that it is an attempt to put religion in the classroom. Some have gone so far as to call academic freedom, quote, smelly crap.
The Academic Freedom Act expressly does not cover religion. It only protects the teaching of, quote, scientific information, unquote. The bill gives an express statutory right and protection for teachers to present scientific information that is relevant to the full range of scientific views on biological and chemical evolution. The Academic Freedom Act empowers teachers to teach more about evolution, not less.
The act clears up confusion created by Florida's new science standards and ensures the free flow of scientific evidence and information about evolution in the classroom. Teachers will be able to present students with more information about evolution, without fear of reprisal from either Darwinists or evolution opponents. Additionally, the act does not require any change to the curriculum, and evolution will still be taught as a matter of law when this bill passes. The Florida proposal was adapted from model legislation released by Discovery Institute last month at academicfreedompetition.com, with the express hope of helping to create a free and open environment for educators who teach evolution. Because of the growing number of instances of educators, scientists, and even students coming under attack for critically analyzing evolution, the Institute is focused more and more on issues of academic freedom related to the debate over evolution. The website also allows individuals to sign a petition supporting academic freedom.
Opposition to academic freedom is nothing less than an attempt to censor science in Florida's public schools. I urge Floridians to sign the petition at academicfreedompetition.com and show that academic freedom is still alive and well in the Sunshine State.
For ID the Future, this is Annika Smith, broadcasting from the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening, and remember that you don't have to live in Florida to stand up for academic freedom. Visit www.academicfreedompetition.com today and make your voice heard.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.